Okay, today is Daf Lamed Zayin. We're on Lamed Vav and Beis, second line from the bottom. Mai. Mai Prusbul. What's a Prusbul? As we said yesterday, in the Mishnah, the word Prusbul is written with a Zayin. In the Gemara, it's with a Samach. Don't know why that is. Mai Prusbul. What's a Prusbul? Possibly the reason is for this following line. Mai Prusbul, Amr of Chista. Prus means a takana, buli ubuti. It's a takana for the rich and a takana for the poor. So it's prus bul buti. It's a takana for the rich and a takana for the poor. Why is it a takana for the rich? Because we're helping them fulfill the mitzvah of lending money. And why is it a takana for the poor? Because they get money. So buli elu ashirim, buli are the rich. Dechsev v'shavarti es go'on uzechem. It's a pasuk in Vayikra, I believe it's in the Tochacha. I will break the pride of the strong ones. The Tanya of Yosef, Elu Bula'ot Sheb Yehuda. These are the rich ones of Yehuda. So the word Buli is rich. And Buti, Elu Aniyim, that's poor. Dechsev, like it says, Haveta Avitenu, about giving of a mashkin. Only poor people do that. So the question is, if Prusbul was enacted for the rich and the poor, then how come the word only has the rich in it? It's only Prusbul. It's called a Prusbul. What about a Prusbul but? Why is it only called a Prusbul? Only for the rich. If it means a Prus means a takana, only for the rich. So what about the poor? So a few answers to that question. The Marsha says that the letters Dalet, Tes, Lamed, Nun, and Tuf can be interchanged. So the word Prusbul could also be Prusbut. In Echanami, it includes both the rich and the poor. That's the Marsha's answer. The Rishash says the word bull also means to wither, to fade away. That's why in the Tanakh, the month of Cheshvan is called bull, because that's when the crops start to wither away in the fields. It's the winter, it's coming. So that's an ani. So the word bull is a rich person, like the Pasuk says, like they explain that Pasuk in the Tochacha, but it also implies a withered, poor, you know, sad, whole, poor person. So the word really includes both. The Tzvur Shai says, if the Iker is for the... Really, it's for the Aniyim, no? Yeah, we want the rich people to do a mitzvah, but isn't it really for the Aniyim? So why is it called Prusbul? Why, they're not even mentioned in the word. It says unbelievable words. He says, we're going to see later today, maybe tomorrow, but I believe it's today, that if you give somebody a mashkin, then there's no Prusbul. Why? Because if I want to borrow money, I don't have cash, I need cash. So I want to borrow cash. So I'll give you my gold watch. So the person who has the gold watch doesn't have to write a Prusbul. Because if he doesn't pay back the money, he'll keep the watch. So the Gemara is going to say later that if you have a mashkin, you don't need a Prusbul. So who lends money without a mashkin? Who would lend money without a mashkin? The only people that would lend money without a mashkin are people that the borrower really looks like a rich guy. He comes over and says, listen, I have a cash flow problem. I just need to borrow cash. I have to give you a mashkin. You know me, I have the money to pay it back. That's the kind of person that would lend money without a mashkin. That would borrow money without the lender demanding a mashkin. Because he looks like a rich guy. So he's a Prusbul. Then you have to write a Prusbul. Because what happened? He doesn't have the money to pay you back. Shemitah's coming. You have to write a Prusbul. So the word Prusbul, the bull, it includes both. The word bull, it includes rich, and it includes the poor who look like they're rich. Those are the ones who have to write a... Those are the ones you need a Prusbul for. Otherwise, you have a mashkin, you don't need a Prusbul. The mashkin itself will be that's the equivalent. That's why it says both. The Gemara says, it's a Gemara that says, more tova that the poor, that the rich one does for the poor one by lending, the poor one does for the rich one. Right? Because he's mezakeh him so much. Another reason why it's called a Prusbul, while we'll focus on the rich person out of the poor person. Okay, next. fine. Amalei Rava Lila Uza. Rava said to a foreign person, my Prusbul, what does the word Prusbul mean? Amalei, so he told him, Pursa de Milsa. So the art school translated that as everything is orderly. What? Everything's adjusted. In the Masifta, they translate it one word, takana. It's a rule. Either way, it doesn't change anything. It's a takana, it's an orderly orderly way to make sure that the cash, that the money, that the loan will be returned. Amar v'Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Yisomim or Yisomim ain't tzrichin prizbul. They don't need a prizbul. Why not? Because the Gemara is going to say, v'chein tani rami bar chama, Yisomim ain't tzrichin prizbul. Yisomim again do not need a prizbul. It's a machlokas, big machlokas we've shown him. If we're talking about loans that the Yisomim themselves made through their apotropis, or loans that their father made. It's a big machlokas. Anyway, they don't need a prosbul. Why not? Because the Rabbi Gamliel, ubeis dino avihen shel Yisomim. The Bezdin acts as the father of the Yisomim, and they're a Bezdin. So Bezdin will have the prosbul, either it's drawn up, or it's built in. Exactly, it's built in. Tanan Hasam, we learned over there in Masechta Shviyos, en kosvin prosbul el al hakarka. We only write a prosbul on karka. In other words, somebody, a lender, can't write a prosbul. Again, like we said yesterday, a prosbul can be written without the knowledge or the consent of the borrower. We don't care what the borrower says. We're writing this prosbul. The lender can only write a prosbul. I'm sorry. Yes, the lender can only write a prosbul if he has karka. Right? I'm sorry, the borrower. If the borrower has karka. You can only write a prosbul if the borrower has karka. Right? You can only write a prosbul if the borrower has karka. In ein lo, if he doesn't have, mizakehu besoch sadehu kolshehu, you're mizakeh to him, the lender is mizakeh to the borrower, a piece of land. He's mizakeh to him a piece of land. It's a chov to him. So, not if you look at it in the broader picture. The broader picture is, he's borrowing, right? That's how you look at it. He's borrowing money, he's getting a loan. Yes, if you look at it as a chov, then you can't do it without his consent, because we don't want Shemitah to cancel the debt, right? So it's a chov, no question about it. You have to look at it from a certain angle, and it becomes a zechus. The angle is he's getting to borrow money. So from that angle, it's a zechus.
But if he needs character to secure the loan, the Gamil Baal Peh, right, does not put a lien on
right.
The property, and we said the
protocol
will work.
Right, so Rashi and Tosfos both say that why does the Lova have to own land? So the Rashi and Tosfos both say because the takana of prosbul was only made for shchiach cases, and most people would not lend money. It's very unshchiach. It's very unusual for somebody to lend money and not have it written down, not have it some kind of collateral. Nobody would do that. So therefore, that's why a prosbul works. So it could work in all cases. So here, look at Rashi. Im yesh lo karka lilove, right? It's right across. Delo tiknu ela bezman shachov kishar rov shtoros kshehen nigvin min akarka da havi milsa de shchicha. And Tosfos said the same thing. Kida amrinan bekama duchti the milsa de shchicha lo amad rabbanan takanta. Rabbanan would ba'af al pi, even though she ain't oshove kol achov kidiktar lekamei karka kol shehu, even though he could give him a tiny amount. Which we're going to get to that in a minute. That's one of the reasons why Karka is so special. Because that story with Abaya, that's a key story. What happened in that story? The Yisomim, somebody owed money, and he died. So he owed, let's say, $100. And the land was worth 50. So they sold it for 50. Then they took the 50 away from the Yisomim, collected the 50, sold it again. They kept doing that. You can do that with land. Remember that story? So that's another reason why you have to. Who says that? That is the. The Rashba says that. The Rashba says that. Right? The Rabbeinu Tam says that. The Rashba asks your question on Rashi and Tosfos. It wasn't Shchiach to be Mezakeh somebody land. That wasn't shchiach. What's going on here? Right. The presumption is people wouldn't lend money unless there was a collateral, and only collateral that's worth anything is land. So if you come to me and say, I want to borrow money, I say, fine, I'll lend you the money, but where's the land to be collateral? Oh, it's right over there. I own that field. No problem, right up to shtar. Now the Gemara says, for a prosba, we'll be mezakeh you the land. But that's not shchiach. So the Rashba leaves that with a question. So the Rebbe Tam says, Rashi mentions it himself about the story with Abaya. The Ran says that land, similar to a mashkin, once I have the land there, it's mamash like it's already collected. I'll just take the land, right? And the Rash says, with a mashahu of land, I can then collect all the metaltel in derech agav. So it's only a springboard to get all the assets other ways. It could be there are no assets, but it could be there are. That's another reason why land is better, is because land, with Abaya's story, you can collect the full amount always. With metaltel, and the guy doesn't have anything. But all these reasons we require land. How it works, halacha l'maisa, I don't think the principle has said anything about land. Maybe it's a built-in zechus, I don't know. Amar v'chibar ashi amar rav, afilu kelach shel kruv, even a stalk of cabbage is enough land to get this going. Amar rav Yehuda, afilu hishi'ilo makam tano l'kirayim, even if he borrows land, right? I want to borrow the oven. I'll borrow that space where the oven is from my neighbor. That's enough land for that I could borrow money, and then he could write a prosbul. Kosvin alav prosbul. Ani, is that true? For Tani Hillel and Kosvin prosbul ela al atzitz nakuv bilvad. We only write a prosbul on if a flower pot has a hole in it. So we consider the flower pot as if it's karka because it's nourished from the karka, which is mashma nakuv in she'ena nakuv lo. Only if it's karka, yes, and not karka, no. Am I? Why? V'ha'ika mikomo. What about the place where the flower pot is? Fire, it doesn't have a hole in it. Fine. But it's still on the ground. So there's a spot there on the ground. So the Gemara says, no. Lo tzricha demonach asichi. No. We're talking about where it's resting on pegs. And the pegs are not... And the flower pot's resting on the pegs. So the flower pot's not attached to the ground. It's not touching the ground. It's touching the pegs. So the Rishonim asked, so why can't he borrow the space of the pets? Right? So the Rashba answers, the Chasam Sofer really answers, because these pegs are so worthless. The Rashba says this. The pegs are so worthless. And therefore, since the pegs are so worthless, it doesn't count as land. So the Chasam Sofer says, why is that worse than a stalk of cabbage? It's a difference. So the Chasam Sofer gives a fundamental answer. If the stalk of cabbage, if you own the land, then a kol shehu will work. You own it, I don't care how small it is. But if you're borrowing land, then it has to be already a makom chashuv. That's the distinction. So when you're here, you're borrowing the atzitz she'eino nakuv, and it's on a tiny little peg, that's not chashuv. So it won't work. If you own it, any amount will work. That's the difference. Rav Ashi maknile gidma the dikla. Rav Ashi even was makne a stump, a tree stump. That's enough. The cost of all a prosbul, and he wrote a prosbul. Rabbanan debe Rav Ashi here. Rabbanan debe Rav Ashi. The Rabbanan bar Rav Ashi masvi milaihu lahadadi. They gave over just words, right? Rav Yonasan masar mili le Rav Chiya bar Abba. Rav Yonasan gave over words. In other words, they didn't even write a prosbul. They just gave over the prosbul orally. Here, they come to Bezin. I want to write a prosbul. I want to. All my loans should be now the property of Bezin. That's good. Amale tzrichina midi achwina. I have to do something else. Anything else I have to do? Amale lo tzrachis. Nothing else to do. Writing it is enough. Now, the Rambam says. Rambam says that writing it is enough, but listen to this Rambam. He says it's in Hilchas Shemitah Perek Tes Halacha Chaf Zayin. He starts off with two key words which change the whole thing. Talmidei Chachamim shehilvu ze eze, that lend each other, v'nimzar devarav l'talmideihem, and they tell over the talmidim. Va'omar Moser ni lochem b'shekol chov sheyesh li shagvenu kol zman she'eretze ein atzarach lichtof prosbul. You don't have to write a prosbul if you are talmidei chachamim. He then continues and says, Mipnei, Shehein, Yodin, because they know. Shashmitas Ksafim Bizman Hazeh Midivrehem. Because everybody knows that Shemitas Ksafim Bizman Hazeh Derabanan. Not everybody knows that, but the Tamil Chacham know that. Right? The Stam guy in the street doesn't know that. Ubidivrehem Bilvad He Nidchis. So therefore, it can be pushed off only with words. And the Ravid says, Omer Avram, Devarv Sosrin Zezeh. That's a stira. I'm not sure why that's a stira, but that's what he says. However, the Ramah, the Machaber, quotes it virtually verbatim. In Hilcha, in Simen Samaches of Choshe Mishpat, Halacha Chaf, he says, Tamidei Chachamim Shehilvu Zeh Ezeh, Tamidei Chachamim that lend one to another, Umosa Devar Vol Talmidehem, V'Amar Mosrani Lachem Shekol Chov Sheyishu Shagvena Kol Zman She'eretzeh, Eina Tzarech Lechtov Prozbol. Don't have to write a prozbol. V'bnei Shehen Yodim Sheshvitas Ksof Mizman Azem Medivrehem, U'bedvehem Bolvad Hu Nidchis. Exactly word for word. Says the Ramah, V'yesh Omrim, Shekol Adam Nami Yachal Lomer Dvar of Baal Peh. L'fnei Besim. Anybody could do that. But only a Chacham. Anybody. U'mahani V'ein Tzarech Prozbol. You don't need a prozbol. That's what the Ramah says. The Nitzik Avriel, he has a sefer on Hilchas Shemitah and Ksafim. So on page Kuf Mem Hey, he says if that's all true, anybody could do this. I think you could do it with a telephone. I think you could call up the Besdin and say, I'm hereby giving all my loans to you. What's the difference? We had before, can you do shlichus over a telephone? We said maybe you can't do that. He discusses all that. He says, see, what are you doing here? There's no reason why it can't be done over the telephone. Okay? Next. Tanar Rabbanan. Ein lo karka. If you don't have land, but ula arev yesh lo karka, but your co-signer has land, right? Then you know what? Kosvin olav prosbol. You can write a prosbol. Why? Because if the loan can't be collected from me, they're going to go to my co-signer. They're going to go to my guarantor. So either way, that loan is going to be paid. Lo ula arev ein lo karka. If either you or the co-signer doesn't have land, but v'lechayiv lo yesh lo karka, but somebody else owes me money. I owe you money. But somebody else owes me money. Right? Then, again, kosvin olav prozbol. You could write a prozbol. Why? Midi Rabbi Nassan. Because of Rabbi Nassan's chiddush. D'tanya, Rabbi Nassan Omer, Rabbi Nassan said, Minayin lenosha b'chaveru mana v'chaveru b'chaveru mana. How do you know that if A owes B and B owes C, you can make A pay C, which is exactly what's going on here? How do you know you can do that? Talmud Lomar, V'nasan la'asher asham lo. And it says in Bamidbar, V'nasan la'asher asham lo. Right, the Pasuk was talking about when you steal and you have to pay it back. And it doesn't say la'asher nasan lo. It says la'asher asham lo. In other words, the other person also has some kind of downside. In other words, A owes B and B owes C. A could pay C. So even if I don't have any money, I owe you money. I don't have cock. I have nothing. But C owes me money. Right? I'm B. Right? C owes me money. So I can write a prosbol because if I don't have the cock to pay A, C has the cock to pay A on my behalf. Therefore, it's okay. Yeah. Yeah.
Here it doesn't seem like all three are present because Bazin is going to lay in the prosbol just because.
Why the Rav Nassan, this din of Rabbi Yitzchak, this din about Rav Nassan's din of it's called Shibud of Rav Nassan. That all have to be present.
No, but by Mamet Shloshtan they do. So what?
What's Mamet Shloshtan?
It's the same kind of case. Where A owes B and B owes C. So B tells A to don't owe me money and work pay C.
Are you sure?
I think so.
I don't know. I guess they're assuming here not. Now, Tanan Hazam. Hashviyas Mishametet is a malve. Shviyas will cancel a debt. No, there's no prosbol here. Now, Shviyas cancels a debt. Bein b'shtar, bein shalob b'shtar. Whether or not there's a shtar or not. What does that mean? That means as follows. Rabbi Shmuel Darmit, it's machlokas. Rabbi Shmuel Darmit, Vayu. B'shtar, what does the word b'shtar mean? It's the shtar sheyesh b'achrayas, nechasim. A shtar that, even if it's collateral, even if there's collateral. Shalo b'shtar. What does it mean without a shtar? She ain't barach rayis nechasim. There is no collateral. Kolshkein, for sure, milva al peh. For sure, if there's no shtar at all, for sure the Shemitah is going to cancel that. Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shur ben Lakish, the Armi Tavayhu, they have a different version. They say as follows. B'shtar, what does it mean b'shtar? Shtar she ain't barach rayis nechasim. A shtar means there is no achrayis. Shalo b'shtar. And what does it mean without a shtar? Milva al peh. It's an oral loan. Aval shtar sheyeshbo achrayis nechasim. But if a shtar has collateral, eino mashamet, then Shemitah doesn't cancel that. Why not? Because we're going to assume it's as if it's already collected. We're going to see in a few minutes. So why should Shemitah cancel that? If I owe you money, but the document says that you can collect it from my land, why should Shemitah cancel that? It's already paid. We're going to get to that in a minute. On number base, we're going to get to that question. That's why we said yesterday that a buyer held the reason why a prosbul works is because it's derabanan. Rava held, it doesn't make a difference if it's derais or derabanan, hefker bez and hefker. I said yesterday, it's not one of the al kagams, but we don't hold like Rava. That's not the svar that we use. Because on number base, we're going to see it on number base. It's a story with Rava, who was a Abaya's Rebbe, who was a contemporary of Rava, and really held like Abaya. We're going to see a story in Amud Beis. Tanei Kavasei de Rabbi Yochanan. We have a Braisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan for Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Why? The Braisa says, Shtar Chov Meshamet. A Shtar Chov gets cancelled. Right, that's it, it's over, Shemitah came. V'mein bo achrayis nechasim. But if there's no, but if there are collateral, then eino meshamet. It doesn't get cancelled. Tani Iduch, another Braisa says, Siim lo sada achas behalva aso, eino meshamet. If you show somebody, listen, I know I want to borrow money from you, I'm very tight on cash. You see that field over there? That's going to be yours if I don't pay you back. He showed him, he demonstrated. There it is, there's your collateral, right there. Oh, not only that, el afilu kasav kol nechase achroin, v'arvin lach. Even if you wrote, all my nechasim are hereby mashkin to you, guaranteed to you, eino meshamet. It doesn't get cancelled. Doesn't get cancelled. Why? Because it's collateral. Now, kreve de Rav Yasi, a relative of Rav Asi, have a leha hu shtar odav ikasav beachrayis nechasim. He had a shtar, and in the shtar were written collateral. So asa lekamei de Rav Asi, he came in front of Rav Asi, a good relative. He said, amalei meshamet or eino meshamet? Is his loan cancelled or not? Amalei eino meshamet. It's not cancelled. Why? There's collateral. Shav gave asa lekamei de Rav Yochanan. He came in front of Rav Yochanan. Amalei, he said, meshamet? Meshamet, it's cancelled. The loan's cancelled. How could that be? So asa Rav Asi lekamei de Rav Yochanan. Rav Asi heard that Rav Yochanan, the Baal Memra, didn't hold like his own Memra, came to Rav Yochanan and said, amalei, meshamet or eino meshamet? Is it cancelled or not? Amalei Meshamet, it's cancelled. So Rav Asi Rabbi Yochanan, V'hamar hu da'amar eino meshamet. You're the one who said eino meshamet. Amalei, so he said, V'chei Yabdei Sha'anu Medamin Nasa Maitha. Just because I came up with a good svara in the Beis HaMedrash, in Yeshiva, I came with a good svara, we should pass it like that? Just because? Right? Why not? But just, in other words, he didn't have the guts, or he didn't have the wherewithal to paskin against was it Rav and Shmuel who held no, right? So Rav said, I understand. I'm alay for Hatonika Vasei Demar, but you have brides that supports you, two of them. So I'm alay. So Rabbi Yochanan answered back, Dilma hi beishamai. Maybe that's beishamai. The Amar who says Shtar ha'omid legavos kigavu damui. When a shtar is ready to be collected, it's as if it's already collected. Beis Shammai says it by a ksuva. A man gives a woman a ksuva when they get married, right? Now there's a fight later about the ksuva. He died, whatever the fight is. Who owns that ksuva? In other words, in whose possession is it? And now it's Hamotzi Mechavelo Olavaraya to undo it. So Beis Shammai says, it's as if it's the woman's. She already got the money.
The other side, whether it's the Yisomim or the husband, they want to undo it. It's their burden of proof. The burden's on them. Why? He already got it. So maybe these brises are Beishamai. That when you write a shtar with a mashkin, it's as if it's collect. Beis Hillel didn't hold like that. Beis Hillel didn't hold like that. Beis Hillel said, no, it stands in the hands of the giver. So it's really by the ksuva, it would be in the hands of the Baal. That's her burden to prove she didn't get any ksuva money. Right? It's a big question. However, the burden it is, very hard. Sometimes we say, it's never going to happen. How are you bringing a raya? So that's what Rabbi Yochanan was saying. Maybe that's Beis Shammai. I'm not prepared to paskin like that. Yes, Misvara, it makes a lot of sense. But to paskin like that, how can I do that? Maybe it's Beis Shammai. Yeah. Right, so that's why. Yeah, so I guess the Riochon was saying the same thing, even by a star, it's the same thing. Okay, Tanan Hosam, Hamalva es chaveru moz al amashkin. If somebody lends money with a mashkin, or the hamoser shtarots of lebesdin, or he gives over the star to bezdin, ain mishamtin. There's no shmita. Shmita doesn't get canceled. Why? Either because so the Gemara says Bishlam, I understand most of the shorts are a little bezdin. I understand why if you give your shtar to bezdin, it doesn't get canceled. Why not? The tafsi lahu beidina, because bezdin's got it now, and that was the whole mechanism of a prizbal. Bezdin can collect for you. Ella malva mashkin my timer. Why does the mashkin work? So Amar Rava, we should the tafsi lay. Same answer, because now the lender has got your gold watch. So if you don't pay the loan, he'll keep the gold watch. So Amalei Abaya, but Elamayata, if that's true, let's say this, Halvehu, let's say I lend you money. And as collateral, I say as follows. V'dar b'chatzero, you come live in my chatzer, I lend you money, and then you say to me, listen, I don't have the money to pay you back, but why don't you come live in my chatzer? The borrower invites the lender to live in the chatzer, and the rental payments will be like a mashkin. Live for free. Come to my chatzah. Live for free. You claim that I let you. I owe you $1,000. So come live rent free for a while, and that'll be like a mashkin. Either it's going to pay off the loan, or it's like a mashkin. I got some free rent out of it. That's not going to work. The toughest lay. The darbe chatzer. The toughest lay. Hachanami the lo mashamit. You want to tell me, says Abaya, that won't cancel the debt on Shemitah? We learned based on other Gemara, it's very complicated, that does not cancel the debt. So Tosfos and other Mefarshim explain, Abaya is asking, why not? What's the difference between a real mashkin and a rental mashkin? What's the difference? By a real mashkin, you agreed that Shemitah doesn't cancel the debt. So why not buy a rental mashkin where Shemitah does cancel the debt? That's really what a buyer is driving at. What's the difference? And the difference is because by land, there's no tfitha. No tfitha. It's very lovely that you did that. You've added the guy to live there for free while you owe him the money. That's beautiful. But there's no tfitha. Karka can't be tofes. You can't grab karka. And the whole way that this works is by tfitha. And that's why it's different. And by a mashkin it would work, and this will not work. Amalei, shiny mashkin, the korilei midrub Yitzchak. Mashkin works, says Rava. Here's the answer, based on the principle of Rabbi Yitzchak. The Amr of Yitzchak, minayin le balchov, shekona mashkin. How do you know balchov is kone a mashkin? I lend you money, and I'm holding your gold watch. How do you know the gold watch really is mine? It's a pasuk. Shneimar v'lachot tiyet tzedakah. So imeino kone tzedakah minayin. So if I don't own that watch, what kind of tzedakah is that? What's the tova? What's the tzedakah? What's the tzidkas you did for me? If the watch really belongs to you, I lend you money and the watch is yours? What kind of tzedakah is that? No, the answer is the watch is mine. I'm kona it. You can't be kona land like that. You can't be kona rent. No such kinyan. Mikan lebalchov shekona mashkin. So here you see the balchov is kona the mashkin. Okay, next. Here we go. Tanan Hasam. Here's the action on today's daf, right here. Tanan Hasam. Hamachzir chov lechavero bishvias. If somebody returns the money, bishvias. The key is, what does that word mean, bishvias? Rashi says, Bizman shahashvius noheges. Top Rashi. Bizman that the shvius is noheg. Va'avra alav shvius. Shvius passed. V'achar kach hichziro. And now that Shemitah is over, he wants to pay it back. V'lo hichziro b'shvius atzma. Not that he paid it back during Shemitah, the imkain, lo ha yitzarech lameima mishametani. He would not have to say mishametani. Why? The kaimalon ein shvitz mishametes ela besofa. Shemitah only worked at the end. The problem with Rashi's pshat are the first three words. Bizman shah shvitz noheges. When is shvitz not noheges? Right, the rest of Rashi makes a lot of sense. It's talking about after, in year 8, the guy comes over to you and says, here's the money I owe you. And you have to say, I'm sorry, the loan's been cancelled. But if it's year 7, says Rashi, if it's the middle of Shemitah, you can take the money, because Shemitah cancels loans on the last day of the year. Erev Rosh Hashanah of year 7. Right? So what are the first three words of Rashi? It's man shashvius noheges. What does that mean? Very difficult. This is the... let's do a few more lines of Gemara. If somebody comes to return your loan in Shemitah, whatever that means, you have to say, I'm sorry, the loan's cancelled. And if he says, nevertheless, here's the money, nevertheless, you accept it. Shenemar, v'zed dvar ha-shmita. This is the matter of shmita. In other words, you have this conversation, the word dvar is davar, you have this conversation. Not only that, listen to this. Amar Rabba, not only that, v'toli la ad amar hachi. You hang there. So machalok is what that means. Either you stand there with your hand sticking out, you have your hand, where's the money? Or you look at him and make him feel guilty, or you, Rashi says, literally, you hang the guy. You hang him on a tree till he says, fine, here it is. Even though Shemitah, here I want to pay you. In other words, you force the guy to say, I want to pay you. You don't have to say so radical. You can say, you guilt him into it. You stand there all day, you drive him crazy. You don't have to literally physically hurt the guy. But basically, we don't want to have a situation where the loan gets canceled. And they didn't write a prosbul for whatever reason. Well, right. Right, exactly. So the Rosh and the Ritva and the Tveris Yaakov says that Rashi meant this himself. We're talking about the last day of the year. So the last day of the year is the time, that's what it means when he says Bizman Shashvius no Hekes. It's the Zman when if we don't enforce the loan, if we don't make you pay it back, it's gonna be blown. Because tomorrow is Rosh Hashanah. And the Shemitah year is over and the loan gets cancelled. That's what Rashi means. That's Mestaber what he means. The first Yaakov says that explicitly. The other Rishonim say the whole Vart explicitly. That's the story. The Rosh holds, so Shitas a Rosh, it's an unusual Das Yachid, holds that there's a Tosefta that says that a Prosbul has to be written on Erev Rosh Hashanah Shel Shviyath. Meaning, on Erev Rosh Hashanah of year 6. Not year 7, year 6. He has a Tosefta on his side. Now, if that's true, even though, it's a Beferish Pasuk in the Torah, that says, Miket Shnath HaShmita, so what do you do with that? It's a Beferish Pasuk. Tosefta can't argue on a Pasuk. So the Rosh explains, that means that the loan is cancelled at the end of the year. The loan is cancelled on the last day of the year. However, the Avera of Lo Yigosh, Yigoth, not pressuring the guy, that begins at the beginning of the year. So for the entire year, he owes you the money. The loan's not canceled. However, he can no longer say, Nu, pay me the money. You're not allowed to say that. You're not allowed to pressure the guy. So, Nu, where's my money already? That you're not allowed to say. Therefore, this also is a stretch, you write a prosbul on year 6 also, the last day of year 6. That will obviate the fact that you can't pressure the guy for the money. No, he owes you the money. But you can't pressure him for it. The pressuring begins in the beginning of the year. The loan gets canceled at the end of the year. It's a very unusual shita. The what?
How does the principal get rid of the lavatory?
It's a big shaila how that happens. The Shulchan Aruch does not hold this way. The Shulchan Aruch in Simen Samach Zayin, Siv Lamed, says in black and white. We'll see it inside. Samach Zayin Lamed says, "Ein Shvias Mitzvahs Ksafim Ela Bisofo." Lefikach Halova Es Chaveru B'Shvias Atma Gove Chovo Kol Hashana B'Bezdin. You can bother the guy the whole year. Okay, Shatishka Hachama Belel Rosh Hashanah Shal Motzei Shvias. That's a whole thing about the Rosh Hashanah itself. You can't collect money on Rosh Hashanah. Avad Hachov. The chov is lost. Why? Because it's too late. The Shulchan Aruch Harav, which was the Balatanya, right, the first Lubavitcher Rebbe, he also wrote a Shulchan Aruch Harav, his own Shulchan Aruch. Not his own. He wrote a Shulchan Aruch. He says in there, he's machmir for the rush. He said we should be machmir for the rush, and he required a prusbul twice, at the end of year 6 and at the end of year 7. Why? Because he's choshesh for the rush. The Chassam Sofer said, so Chassam Sofer really was so for himself. In one place he said that you don't have to be machmir like the rush. So in Minhagi Chabad, I believe today they do it. In Chabad today, they write a prusbul twice. The Chassam Sofer, in one place he said, you don't have to be choshesh for the Shulchan Aruch Harav, and in one place he said it's not such a bad idea. And I'm surprised that more people aren't choshesh, because it's a harmless chumrah that has no downside. But why not? Right? Maybe the rush is right. I mean, we don't pass like the rush, but it's not surprising in Judaism to find people being machmir for sheikhs that we don't hold like. That wouldn't be especially when there's no downside. What?
It's
no, right. Especially there's no downside. What's the downside? You write up a document and you go to three of your friends. There's no reason not to do it. The rush was a reshown. But I don't think that this is one of those chumras that really had that much machal, and I think it's really only Chabad. But it's worth mentioning that there is such a sheet out there, and it is based in the Rishonim. Okay. Now, Eitzvei Abaya asked the following question. Wait a minute. Kishu nosin lo, oh my goodness. Kishu nosin lo, when you give it, al yomer lo b'chovi ani nosin loch, don't say, I'm giving it back as a chov. Ela yomer lo, but say, shalihein, really it's mine. U'matana ani nosin loch, and I'm giving it to you as a matana. So what do you mean you pressure the guy? Abaya said that he has to say, I'm giving it to you as a loan. So the Gemara says, a gift. So the Gemara says, you're right. Amalei, yeah, totally nami, adamar, hachi. Right, you pressure him until he says, I'm giving it as a gift. Exactly. Now, Abba Bar Marta was a guy, the Havi Abba Bar Menuni, he was also called Abba Bar Menuni, Havi Masik Be Rabba Zuzi, he lent Rabba money, and Aisnihu Nehele Beshvias, and he came to pay it back, Mistama after Shemitah, Amalei, and Rabba said, Meshamitani. I'm sorry, the loan's cancelled. So Shaklinhu, he went away, V'azal, he went home. So Asa Abaya Ashkeh Dahavi Atziv. So Abaya saw that Rabba was upset. Rabba was not a wealthy man, and he was counting on that money. And the guy, when the guy heard that the Shemitah was Meshamit, he thanked his lucky stars and he turned around and went home. So Amalei, Amaya Atziv, Rabba, why are you upset? So, Mar, why are you upset? So, Amalei, Hachi Havi Maisi, told him the whole story. So, Azal, like Abaya went, Amalei, and he told Abba Bar Marta, I'm Dislay Zuzi Lamar, you ready to pay him back? Amalei, in, yeah, I was ready to pay. So, Amalei, Amai Amalach, what did he tell you? Amalei, the rabbi told him, Shamitani, the loan's cancelled. So, Amalei, the Amarta Le, Afal Pekin, and didn't you say, even though I'll still give it to you? Amalei, la, I didn't say that. So Amalei, so Abaya said, "V'iamidlei afal pi kain habishak linhu minach." Don't you realize that if you would have said that, he would have taken it from you? V'hashta mihas amtinu nehele. I think you should go give it to him. V'emalei afal pi kain, and tell him even though I still want to pay. Azal amtinu nehele. He found him. Amalei afal pi kain, even though I want to pay it back. Shaklinhu mine. He therefore he took it. And then Rabba says to Abba Bar Marta, "Lo havi beidaita b'hait sofer me'arbona me'ikara." You did not have the common sense to think of this beforehand. That's what Rabba tells him. It's very interesting because in the Masifta they point out that there's a good story in Moed Katan where Rava was once sitting Shiva. And Abba Bar Marta came to pay Rava a Shiva call and he turned the chair down to sit with Rava like an oval. So Rava told him, I don't think he's such a Talmid Chacham. Who does that? So it's interesting that the same person was rebuked by Rava and Rava in the exact same lashon. Right? I thought that was fascinating. So the question is, first of all, so why didn't Rava do what the Gemara suggested? Pressure the guy. Why not pressure the guy? Hang him on a tree till he pays. So the Arzurua says, if either Rava didn't have the power to do that. He'd have the power. He's not a strong man. Or that's such bits beneath Rava's kuffet. But Rava's gonna go do that. He's gonna belittle himself for the money. The guy's got a ladar. Or, so the Gerash Yerachim says, why didn't Rava write a prosbul? So the Gerash Yerachim says, because Rava held like a baya, that the only heter to write a prosbul is because it's Zman HaZeb to Rabbanon, and Rava held, it's Zman HaZeb D'Oraisa. I can't write a prosbul. What about Rava? He didn't hold from that. That's wild.
Well, Rava's the Rebbe.
I understand. So he held like, but we assume that those are shitos. Right, like when Yochanan ben Zakkai, when the Gemara says that Yochanan ben Zakkai knew the conversations of Abaye and Rava, which took place hundreds of years later. It's the Svaras. So those two Svaras are out there. It's either one or the other. Abaye said one, Rava said the other. And Rava now holds of the Svara that's not proposed by Rava. Doesn't hold from Hezim, right? I hold that's Daraisa. My Talmud Abaye held a Darabanan. But the root of it is like Abaye. That's fascinating. And therefore, he didn't write a prose book. Amazing. Okay. Amar of Yehuda, Amar Rav, Nachman. Neman Adam Lomar, Prusbul HaYabiyadi V'Avimimeno. A person's believed to say, and I had a Prusbul, but I lost it. Why is he able to say that? My time of why? Because Kiv the Tekina Rabbanon Prusbul, since a Prusbul, we're talking by the Rabbanon, Lo Shavak Heter of Achal Yisura. Who would not write a Prusbul? Who would not write a Prusbul and then lie and say, I wrote one, but I lost it? So we have to go write one. You have to go resort to lies. We gave you the out. We gave you the out. Just write a prosbul. Ki asu l'kamei derav. When they came in front of Rav, people came in front of Rav. Amalei, midi prosbul hayalach v'avad. Did you have a prosbul that you lost? Like, you just say that. Kigon, that they applied the pasuk, ze pesach picha le'ilein. We're giving something that the guy can't speak. We're giving him an out. We're giving him an answer. We're giving him a way to speak. Tanan, v'chein balchov, we have another omission that says otherwise. V'chein balchov shemotze shtarchov, if a shtarchov produces a document, a long document, the ain't emo prusbul, but doesn't have a prusbul, harei elu lo yifru, you can't collect. So the Gemara says, Tanoyi, you're right, it's a machlokas Tanoyi, and the Tanya, hamotze shtarchov tzarech shehi emo prusbul, you have to produce a prusbul, v'chacham omem eino tzarech, you don't have to. Okay, now, we'll just do the mission and then we'll stop. Mishnah. What's this mission doing here? Very difficult. Pnei Yeshua says it's like takanas they taken to olam, even though it has nothing to do with that. Eved shenishba. If an eved was captured, upaduhu, and then somebody redeemed him. He was captured by goyim, and now the not master, another guy, redeems the eved. So im l'shum eved, if he redeemed him to remain an eved, yishtabe. He remains an eved. For who? For master number one and master number two, which is machlokas in the Gemara. Not master number two, guy number two, the guy who redeems him. And im l'shum ben chorin, and if he redeems him to be a ben chorin, lo yishtabed, he goes out free. Rabbi Shirman, alil omer benkach ubenkach yishtabed, no matter what, he remains an eved. The Gemara will flesh it all out. Again, what's this doing here, this Mishnah? What's this Mishnah doing here? It's similar to takanos ben tikkun olam, which is going to be the reasons why they hold that they go free or they don't go free. That's a big machlokas. That's one of the roots of the machlokas. Is there a mitzvah to redeem an Eved Kenani? Because on the one hand, they have mitzvahs like Nashim. And on the other hand, they don't. They're not fully Jews, and we don't want them to be hanging around with Goyim. That's the key. That's the underlying premise. We don't want them hanging around by Goyim. Because it's a bad situation to be by Goyim. All right, we'll stop here, and we'll pick up later.